Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Saint. How are you?
Hello there, fellas. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. I want to start, and I know it's a negative connotation, but I want to start with Friday night, fourth quarter. Things did not go according to plan for the Warriors, but so be it. It's still a team with 30 or more wins already on the season. But what is going wrong with these guys late in games? When you look at the ball movement early, it's a thing of beauty. But when they get to the fourth quarter, it becomes more isolation basketball. Is this just a situation where they're working out the kinks with Kevin Durant, trying to find a great way to close out games together?
Well, there's a couple answers here. One, Steve Kerr doesn't like to take timeouts, but he may be forced to get to teach what he wants to get across here. And, you know, they had a situation there where, yeah, there was a mismatch with Kevin Durant against Zach Randolph. So he wanted the ball and wanted things flattened out. We call that like a 1-4 set. And, you know, he took a shot, and frankly, I would like to see him drive the ball on Randolph because I don't think Randolph can guard him. And if he drove the ball and made the defense shrink and help him, then he could have kicked out to Clay or Steph or whoever. And when you do an isolation like that, the defense is stagnant. They're locked in. They've got eyes on the ball. But if you get involved in a pick-and-roll situation like we saw last night or other games, then you're making the defense get into rotations. They're more vulnerable. It's not just one against one or one against five. So, you know, I look for that to kind of go away. And, you know, and Draymond made his point. I thought Durant took it well. And, you know, these things happen with teams, and they'll move forward.
Say, anyone, you've been at the position that Kerr's been, a head coach, and Dorn Goodwin at that, my favorite as always. But when you have situations like that and Draymond comes out publicly and, you know, and he's, you know, saying the things he said and, you know, he throws, you know, tells Kerr that it's Kerr's fault. I like to keep those things in-house. I played the ball game, and yeah, we like to keep them in-house. I understand that. But as a head coach, how do you gather the troops and make sure things don't start falling through the cracks?
You know, one of the key simplicities of coaching is communication, and you have to earn each other's trust and respect. I think that's where Steve Kerr is just magnificent, off the charts. They know who Draymond is. He demonstratively conveyed that to Green, Durant on the court, and maybe in the locker room as well. You want your players to speak up, but there's a time and place, and you never want to embarrass each other. So Lowe's right in what he's saying. You'd like it to be in the locker room. The old adage, which goes on in the locker room, stays in the locker room. But today's world, it's hard. Draymond is a real outgoing guy, and if you listen to him, though, in the postgame, he was really cerebral, and he broke down why he felt the way he did about that play. And I think, I've seen some growth in him since he's had a son. I've seen him non-confrontational with the officials. I've seen some situations where he might have reacted with heat, and he's kept it cool. So, you know, that's an isolated situation, and if that's the worst of our problems, I think we're doing just fine.
Gary St. Jean joining us here on 95.7 The Game. They go against the Kings yesterday, Saint. Another real sleepy first quarter in that one. Is it tough to find motivation when you're having this great of a year? Tough to come out and give your best effort night after night?
You know, Dibs, you know that defense is a lot of effort. It's a lot of focus. And it's an 82-game season. And sometimes when you're this good, you think you can turn it off and on with a switch? So they come out and they're not bringing their A game defensively. And all of a sudden, I use the word rhythm. The Kings got in a rhythm. They weren't having to take hard shots. They were getting good shots. They made them. They made 8 threes in the first half. It was a good thing that toward the end of the first half, they started to lock in defensively. It carried over to the third period. They had an explosion on them. But it just goes to show you that each team is capable every night, if you let them get going, to get on a roll. And the Kings did, and their great new building. Obviously, that's probably the, I don't know if Cleveland's played there yet, but that's the biggest game of the year in their new arena. And, you know, we were fortunate that Cousins got in foul trouble and, you know, had 7 turnovers.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How much better does the Kyle Korver trade make the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, on paper, I think it's terrific, but we got to remember he's 35 or 36 years old. I don't think he has the consistency that he once had. On the other end, he's a defensive liability. But what does he do with Channing Frye? They space the court out for LeBron and for Kyrie to go one-on-one. You can't help as much off shooters. So it's a good move on their part. They still want to get another backup, a veteran backup point guard. Hey, they're loading it up because they know they're going to have to bring their A game if they want to repeat.
Mike Dunleavy not thrilled about reporting to Atlanta. He wants to get bought out and ostensibly join a team for the stretch run. Would the Warriors be a fit, Saint, for Mike Dunleavy Jr. to come home, the former number 3 overall back in the blue and gold?
Well, you know, he's had back surgery, and I don't think he's the same as he's been the last couple years. He hasn't played a lot. I don't see the Warriors tinkering with their roster. I really don't. I think they've got these young guys they're trying to develop. They've got their 8 or 9-man rotation. You know, they could do something, but again, always keep in mind, it's a great name, but what is it its effect to the salary cap and the luxury tax? And that's a huge factor in anything that goes on as we approach the trade deadline in February.
What's going to be the key, you think, moving forward for this Warrior team, you know, to make sure that they continue to stay on the course for a championship, for that repeat? What is one of the integral things right now that you see for this team to improve on and do it in a timely fashion?
Well, you know this, all your years on the gridiron, your team has to be healthy going into the playoffs. Look at the Raiders Saturday. And that's the key for the Warriors. And if these guys stay healthy, I'm extremely confident that come late season, big games, playoffs, that defense is going to get more consistent. I feel like the offense, as you guys noted, late game situations will be handled better. And they keep the turnovers in check. When they keep their turnovers in check, boy, they're hard to beat because they've got so many playmakers and so many scorers. So, you know, that's more than a one-word answer. But, you know, tie all those in. And I just think as we hit the halfway pole here, they're right on schedule. There's no glitches. Everything's moving along as planned.
Saint, Draymond Green said yesterday that he believes Boogie Cousins is the best big man in the NBA, hands down, regardless of what credit people try to take from him. Do you agree?
No, I lean more toward Marc Gasol because I think he makes other guys on his team better on the floor. And I think when you're a star, that's got to be a factor. You know, Cousins has all his technicals and his gyrations. Yesterday, trying to beat up a chair in the game. You know, hey, I'm not taking any away from talent-wise. He's a tremendous, he might be the most talented big man. But I'm talking about impact on your team, and that's still not to the level that I would hope he'd be at.
Awesome stuff. Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Saint, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to catching up again next week.
All right, fellas, stay dry.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,